Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures had a pretty big day, spread out some of them higher, some of them lower. Corn ended up being a nickel higher in December at 384 and three quarters, roughly 1 cent off of the high of the day, about 6.5 off of the low. Beans were the weakest contract, closed down 9.5 cents in November beans at $8.86. That'd be 2 cents off of their low of the day, and this is the lowest level we've seen in a couple of weeks. Also back at the moving average, that moving average is about 885. So we're back at that. If it's not support here, you could look for continued, possibly continued down move. The lowest that's been is about $8.50 in the November. Of course, we're getting into the last trading days for the November contract. And then January down 10 and 3 quarters, 885 and a quarter. So little to no carry in that market. Indicates maybe a little bit of a shortage on beans, at least short term. And then wheat futures surprised everybody today, being up what they were up 19 and three quarters in the December Chicago wheat. That put them at 510 and a quarter. December Kansas City wheat up 17 and a quarter cents here. So both of those had a lot of surprise following the rainfall. Talk that maybe there wasn't as much rain as they thought in the right areas.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Hedge funds still short 20 million bushels of beans, long 190 million bushels of corn, wheat short 265 million bushels. Crop progress this afternoon on the beans is expected to show 85% harvested. Corn is expected to be 75% harvested. And then the first winter wheat good to excellent rating is expected to be at 55%. That's a pretty good strong number for the winter wheat. Lots of rain around the southern plains here. East got more than west. There's some talk that maybe there wasn't as much as the other areas, and the reason why the wheat crop or wheat price was up so much today. This morning we had an export report, which was actually, in my opinion, bearish for wheat and corn, bullish for beans. Wheat was 317,000, expecting 300 to 450, so the low end of the range for wheat. Corn was 413,000, below the range of 475 to 675. And then beans, 2.671 million metric tons, expecting 1.8 to 2.1. So the beans continue to beat expectations. That was not enough to keep the beans on the positive side today. And of course, cattle down across the board, down 2 to 250 in feeders and about the same for live cattle.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, December live cattle down 140 at 142 even. February down 117 at 143.90. November feeder cattle down 202 at 191.22. January down 237 at 183.12. December lean hogs down 75 at 62.85. February down 35 at 65.80. December Kansas City wheat up 16 and three quarters at 492 and a quarter. March up 16 and three quarters at 507 and a half. December Chicago wheat soybean up 18 and a half at 509. December corn up 4 3/4, set at 384 and a half. March up 4 3/4, set at 393 and a half. November soybeans down 10 and a half at 885. January down 11 and a half at 884 and a half. December cotton down 63 at 62.13, with March down 67 at 61.93. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.